of your...
No, we're not interested in names or anything like that.
Right.
But you can think of some of our... Well, your full length is what?
When you... Are you recording now?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to use the name.
Oh, well, I just wanted to name your name just for...
Okay.
Well, tell me, you said you were born here.
I was born in Bogalusa, Louisiana, on January the 10th. In 1917.
Yes.
I was the third child in the family of 11. Five girls and six boys.
My
father was raised in Mississippi, in JS, about 60 miles from here. He moved from there at his childhood to Morgantown, Mississippi.
Yes.
He met my mother, and they were distant relatives. Usually back in those days, they were.
I didn't know.
A lot of them kin to one another. And I could give you the names of the whole family and what have you. And
would you mind doing that?
Well, not a bit. My mother was a she was, her mother was my grandfather on my maternal side was Noah A. They originally came from Georgia and South Carolina, and the came from Georgia and South Carolina.
Yes.
Well, we're running a record on the family now. I have an uncle, R.C. Smith, could give you a lot of data on that. But he goes back to England on some of the found that one of them was, he said we had a little royalty blood in us. But you know, people are going to look for the best things when they come up. Maybe a lot of horse thieves in the family, I don't know. But my mother's mother died when she was young.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather married again, and he had, let's see, one, two, three, four boys and two girls.
Yeah. You knew your grandfather?
Knew him well. That was on my mother's side. My father's side, they came from the South Carolina, I think. And they settled down here in Mississippi. And after he got married, he had two children in Morgantown, Mississippi, my oldest brother and sister. And not too long after he moved to Bogalusa, I was born. And I've been here ever since.
Your father was a...
Ira Richmond.
Your father was a farmer?
My father was a farmer until he came to Bogalusa. He came to Bogalusa and went to work at the old... what they call the fiberboard paper mill. Uh-huh. It was a little small mill over in what we call northwest Bogalusa. And at that time we had one of the biggest sawmills here, or was beginning of it, in the world, the Great Southern Lumber Company. He never did work for the lumber company. He worked with his fiberboard, and then later on, the old Bogalusa Paper Company was founded, and he worked there for a few years, and he had typhoid fever. Mm-hmm. He quit the mill because of the chemicals and things in the pulp mill that he was working in. It seemed to be a hazard to his health, and